loved my mother, she loved no other. For 52 seasons, I think they'd agree that being together, no matter the weather, was just the way it's supposed to be.
Robin Dow Hopper, thank you so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Before we get to the meaning behind that song, Robin's going to perform a concert this weekend. It's at the Pierpont Fire Hall to benefit the Free Church of Pierpont. Robin is a two-time Grammy nominee, music educator, lives in Alaska, but has North Country roots. This is part of the Pierpont Days events that start this Friday. So pleased to have her in the studio. Is that based on any kind of true story?
Well, it's a piece that I started writing about my parents, and as a songwriter, you never know what direction your pieces are going to take. And sometimes partway through the writing of something, it takes kind of a left turn. And the end of the song ends up going down a little side road from my parents. And it was a surprise to me, but that's the way it came out.
Were they able to hear it?
My dad heard just a portion of it, the very, very first refrain, before he passed away, and I didn't finish it until after my mom was gone 2 years later. But I think somehow they know it.
Yeah, goes out into the universe.
They've heard it,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. North Country roots, as we said, but you live in Alaska. A lot of musical honors. How long have you been playing music?
Well, my dad taught me guitar when I was 18 and about to go to Crane, and I played flute from fourth grade, fifth grade on up through, and always sang. Had a very musical family.
What is one of your favorite honors that you've gotten? There's a whole list here.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's always humbling to receive an honor. And I guess this past year, I was playing at the state fair, and our senator came.
In Alaska?
In Alaska.
Okay, yeah.
And there was a legislative citation from the state of Alaska for my contributions to music and music education and the song scene in Alaska. And that meant a whole lot, just to kind of cap off a career of 42 years of teaching music and a lot longer than that, writing and playing and performing. So,
what do you consider yourself? A folk?
I'm folky. I mean, I write about what I see, what I hear, what I imagine, and it's in a folk style. It's nothing fancy, but I try to say what I'm thinking and play what is pleasing. So.
Well, clearly you're doing something right.
Well, like I hope so.
The list is long, folks. The list is long. So you're going to do a concert on Saturday, August 8th. This is 7 p.m. It'll be at the Pierpont Fire Hall.
Yes.
But it's a benefit for the Free Church of Pierpont. What is your connection to them?
Well, my folks, both mom lived in DeGrasse when she was little. Dad lived in Russell. And we moved to Potsdam when I was 7. But after we all flew the nest, my folks built a home, a log home in Pierpont. And I got a call from Sue Dean, who did her graduate work at Potsdam at Crane when I did, and we got to be good friends. And our parents were friends, and her mom was my very first piano teacher, and she was telling me about, you know, the Pierpont days, and asked if I would be interested in giving a talk about my mom's birds, and was worried that, you know, maybe we wouldn't get a whole lot of people out. And I said, well, let's up the ante here, and I'll donate a concert to go with it, and maybe that'll bring in a few more people. And whatever you would like to have the benefit go to, that's fine with me. And so Sue decided on the church.
Okay. And I'm going to talk with Sue Dean, too. Again, this is Pierpont Days that are coming up on starting on Friday. They run through Sunday. This is wonderful. Thank you. I'm going to do another interview with you about birds, because this is also amazing work that your mom did as
yes.
well. So well, thank you so much. This is awesome. I'm glad you got to bring in your guitar and
well,
share a little
I am
bit
too.
Of your...
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I hope folks will come out.
Yeah, definitely. All right, everybody. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with Robin about Dottie Dow and her bird carving and the presentation that they'll also have that night. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow on Community Connection.